Right, on the line is the woman involved in the video that everyone's been talking about. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Welcome in. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning about this crazy ordeal. Right, for those people who don't know, fill us in. You were at a restaurant having a meal. What happened?
Yeah, so you can see we're at a restaurant, obviously eating. What happened was is my husband actually, you know, put my son over onto the floor, knowing that he's going to, you know, walk into the kids section, which we're sitting right by the glass. As any parent would, you know, you're sitting as close to the kids section as possible to try and keep an eye on your kids.
Exactly.
You can see him obviously walking towards, and he goes in the direction of the kids section, and you can see by his shadow he pauses at the door, obviously deciding if he's going to go in or not. And that's obviously when you see a guy, you know, bottom of the screen walking in and grabbing my child and obviously walking off in the opposite direction at quite a brisk, not so playful manner.
You know, no, obviously. He was very determined. He walked in fast, picked up your child, turned around and exited.
Yeah, and you can see keeps his back obviously towards where we were sitting.
Yeah.
And he obviously holds my boy, who was just short of two at the time, at waist height. Anyone who picks up a child doesn't keep them at waist height, you know, if you're not doing anything suspicious. You know, you pick them up and sit them on your waist and, you know, what you're doing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lauren, the video, we've got the video from the CCTV footage up on ecr.co.za. The thing is, it's just about 10 seconds. So we see your husband, he was on the ball. He is quicker. Straight after this man.
He was.
What happens out of frame? Because then it stops and we don't see anything. What did the abductor say to your husband or your husband to the, like, what did this guy try and say?
Yeah, so it obviously turned into quite a heated situation. You can see obviously the guy's wearing almost like a blue shirt, which you kind of confuse for one of the waiters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you kind of, we obviously walked and approached him and, you know, obviously seeing that he wasn't anyone that worked at the restaurant at the time, you know, what are you doing touching my kid? What are you doing kind of thing. At that point, my husband said, someone call the cops. I am laying a charge of attempted kidnapping. I don't care who says what, like, if this is what I'm doing. The restaurant did call the cops. The cops only arrived at about 8:30 that evening. Obviously at that time, I mean, I had my second child on the 14th of November, and this all happened on the 1st, so I was 2 weeks away. I was very pregnant. I was just trying to keep myself and obviously my 2-year-old at the time as calm as possible. It turned into a little bit of a dispute, nothing physical, but it did turn into a bit of a racial thing. You know, how can you, you're accusing me of kidnapping, but I was just playing.
Just playing.
So that was the defense. He was just playing with my child. So it did turn a little bit ugly, and obviously the security of the complex that we were obviously having the, you know, eating at, nothing to do with the restaurant. They escorted the three men and a female that were involved that you don't see. They escorted them out of the restaurant. Obviously, in the situation, we kind of thought, well, they're going to be escorted and held in some sort of holding cell in the complex, not realizing that they were actually just escorted out and left.
And Lauren, did you? I know you said you're gonna lay a charge on the guard. Did you end up doing that? And what's happened to him ever since?
So I did open up a police case. You know, obviously gave my statement. That's all I could do. And then obviously following up on the case 2 days later, the captain in charge actually said no. He took it upon himself to close the case because obviously in my statement I said he was just playing. So, you know, I said to him, I said, you're taking my word, that my word's the only word you have. You haven't even had a chance to look at any sort of camera footage, and anyone that has a look at the camera footage can see that there's some sort of ulterior motive.
Definitely.
You know, so, you know, unfortunately, I did keep the footage as off social media as I could. Obviously to see if there was any sort of legal action that I could take. Unfortunately everything's fallen flat legally. You know, I haven't been able to do too much my side. So I think the best part to do now is obviously just make people more aware. That's also the reason why it took so long to, you know, to surface everyone saying, it happened in November, you know, why the time delay? You know, I obviously didn't want anything to jeopardize any sort of case that I might have. So yeah, just to make people aware that, I mean, we were sitting literally two tables away you know, from where everything happened, and it literally takes, you know.
Well, Lauren, all I want to say is thank you for posting this, because when you see this firsthand, I mean, if your hubby had not been looking up, if he had looked down for half a second,
yeah,
he would have missed that.
Literally put a chip in his mouth or something.
Yeah.
It would have been maybe a totally different
story. A completely different story. And he, you know, he, obviously you are the same sort of parents as me. I keep my eyes on my kids no matter where we are, 24/7. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can see in the video, I mean, I obviously knew that he had walked around to go into the kids section, and you see myself actually look up and almost look to the right by the glass to obviously wait and see, you know, see my child appear in the kids section. And then obviously, you know, George jumped up and confronted the whole situation. You know, that turned very, very hectic very quickly.
Well, Lauren, again, thank you for sharing the video, and thank you for chatting to us this morning.
No problem. Thanks, guys. It's, yeah. Main concern is just to make people aware and, you know,
get the message
out. It happens
out
quickly. And it's always happening to someone else until it happens to you.
Thank you so much, Lauren. The video, and when you go see that video, it's up right now on ecr.co.za, and a second previously unreleased brand new angle right there under East Coast Breakfast.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.